It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
We do. Lots to get to. A shaken, not stirred. Daniel Craig's next James Bond film finally gets its official title. The next James Bond movie, which, by the way, will be the 25th in the franchise.
I'm glad we're not beating a thing, you know, a dead horse. Keep it going.
Right? It'll officially be called No Time to Die.
A little bit, but not much.
Just a little. Daniel Craig will play Bond for the fifth and possibly last time. And this is cool. Rami Malek from Bohemian Rhapsody. He's going to play the villain in No Time to Die. It's scheduled for release April 8th, 2020.
Freddie Mercury, what are you doing here?
Will he sing? I don't know.
That's his power.
He's just a little dude, too. So
very
that'll
small,
be interesting.
Yes.
Yes. Not very small. Ronda Rousey. She's got some guns. She nearly cut off her finger shooting her 911, the TV show. So Rhonda would not break character. She was shooting a scene in which she was supposed to slam a door during a dramatic action moment. She got carried away, slams her finger in the door, doesn't wince, doesn't complain, doesn't mess up the scene. Then after cut, she's like, ah! It's almost severed off. She gets taken to the hospital in an ambulance and was back at work the next day. Fixed it with a bolt and screws, apparently.
She's tough. I mean, after she got her face pounded in when she took out that one chick.
Right?
I mean, you ever put your finger in the door accidentally?
Oh,
you think you're going to die. You're like, I'm going to die right now. And she's like, okay, cut.
Like, did not break scene at all.
That's impressive.
It is. Carrie Underwood is going to return to sing the opening theme song during NBC's Sunday Night Football, so that's pretty cool. Joan Jett is set to join her. This should be exciting. I mean, everyone's excited for football to come back. Sneak peek of the new theme song will air this Sunday. And then the full opener is coming to us September 8th when the Pittsburgh Steelers will play the Pats on NBC.
Are you a big football fan, Mackenzie, or are you take it or leave it?
Of course, I love our teams. I'll watch. To be honest, I don't know what's going on all the time, but I enjoy
it. Hey, that's okay. That doesn't mean, so you probably don't do fantasy football then yet, do you either?
You know, I once was in a league. It's just because they needed another person. And I think they always wanted me because I always lost.
I'm surprised. I feel like the people that don't know what they're doing are the ones that win. But
my name, the Mickaritas.
Like margaritas?
Yes.
All right, as long as there's a drink involved, she is there to play.
That was fun. This is crazy. A new book is coming out. Johnny Cash, he's like the OG of country, right? He developed he reveals he had a 100-pill-a-day habit, and he slept with his wife, June Carter's sister, before he turned it all around. So this is going to be super juicy stuff. Would you write a tell-all, Joe?
Yeah, there wouldn't be much to tell, but and I would not sleep with my wife's sister, but 100
pills... Does she have a sister?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
But 100 pills a day? Like, that is insane, and the fact that that guy, like... Because that was before he turned his life around, right?
Right, yes. The new biography is called Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American Icon, but he was fighting fatigue, like road fatigue, and a lot of artists turn, unfortunately, to that, but he did turn it all around. But I would read this book.
Yeah, that sounds incredible.
Yes. So there you go.
All right, that's the garbage. Mackenzie, thank you so much.